You're listening to Erraticus, Episode 10, The Glowy Jar.
I have no idea what this is. When did you discover this room?
About 6 hours ago? Seven?
6 hours and 43 minutes ago.
Why didn't you grab me sooner?
Because that would have been us robbing you of 6 hours and 43 minutes of sleep that you needed. Admit it.
Admit what?
That I was right and that you feel worlds better now.
Well, I did until I learned that while I was sleeping, you two decided to cut into an unknown wall.
I assure you, that was a unilateral decision that I did not participate in.
Only because your eyeballs don't reach back here and you don't have hands. You can try and deny it, but you are obviously super curious about this mystery wall, too.
Curious about the wall only insofar as hoping that it would contain a high voltage wire that I would get to watch you cut through.
Okay, that's enough. You, do you have any idea what this equipment is?
I do not.
That's believable.
I'm sorry. Was I curious about this hidden alcove, or was I well aware of its existence and the contents within? I do not believe I could have been both.
I don't know, but what you are is a piece of—
Hey, let's focus.
Yeah, let's use that refueled brain power. I'm on board. So, what are we focusing on?
We're focusing on figuring out what this glowing substance in the container is and why it's been hidden away in a room that itself is inside a hidden room.
Oh, yeah, good point. A secret room inside a secret room. Exciting stuff. But is the glowy jar the part we should be focusing on?
What?
I mean, I've seen this glowy substance before. What I haven't seen before is the super high-tech machine that's around the glowy jar. I don't know anything about computer stuff in general, but this looks fancy in a thousands of years in the future sort of way.
I'm pretty sure that's a stabilization device, but you're right. It looks pretty advanced. Wait, what?
What?
You've seen this substance before?
Yeah, looks like lightning bugs in a jar. Let me guess, you didn't have lightning bugs on the terraformed innersphere globe that you grew up on? Oh man, child, you really missed out, Gee.
I'm positive that I told you that I grew up around Jupiter.
You sure about that? They have lightning bugs on all of those terraformed globes.
The substance in that container isn't lightning bugs.
I didn't say it was. I said it looked like lightning bugs.
And how is that observation supposed to help us?
I don't know. Just spitballing ideas here because it doesn't seem like anyone else is coming up with any of their own.
That alcove appears to be self-contained in regards to power and wiring. There is no corresponding room on my schematics, and I do not detect the room or any of its contents with any of my sensors.
Yes, telling us that you can't even detect the room is a much more helpful observation.
You can't tell us anything about it then?
I cannot. I do not like this development, I assure you.
It serves no purpose to your functioning.
It does not appear to.
What are the odds that it's a threat to us?
I cannot say.
In that case, if it's not essential and it might be dangerous, should we jettison it?
I'm not sure that would be an ideal solution.
I vote we keep it. It's not essential and it might be dangerous, but you forgot a third option.
Which is?
It might be useful. I say we hang on to it.
I agree.
Whoa.
Yes, I am not surprised that endorsing a logical argument would be disorienting to you.
Yeah, that's not what I was woeing about.
Okay, fine. It stays. But I think we should keep the door closed.
Wall.
What?
Doors have knobs. This doesn't. It's more of a false wall, really.
Fine. Wall. How do I... Oh.
That's it. We're really not going to talk about why the being who brags about having complete control over the ship doesn't know about the secret little room inside their brain room?
No.
It's not our biggest concern right now.
You're right. My biggest concern is that the more we learn about this ship, the less we know. My second biggest concern is that you're being pretty blind with your trust. My fourth biggest concern is that we have no idea what else is hidden in these walls.
Okay, you skipped three again, and your first and last concerns are pretty much the same concern.
Huh, see? I knew sleep would do you good.
Fern, we talked about this. Trust me, I think I know what I'm doing.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, that's it? No argument?
Nope. Just wanted to make sure that we're still on the same page, since when we did talk about it, you were so sleep-deprived you couldn't even count to four. I'm just making sure your well-rested brain agrees with the decision your sleep-deprived one made. Though, if you are spoiling for a fight, I could probably find something else to argue about. I still don't think implode is a word.
I would very much prefer that you didn't. Now, if you two have finished discussing me as if I'm not here...
Sorry.
Not sorry.
We have work to do, Santi. And a piece of advice? You two manufacturing a comms failure in order to facilitate an opportunity to conspire against me while outside the ship was moderately clever. I recommend setting the bar at least that high when you two decide to gossip about me again. Listening to you scheme right in front of me is quite awkward for me and, I hope, very embarrassing for you.
Aw, you thought that was clever? What a compliment. For the record, that comms failure was my idea because, didn't you know? In space, no one can hear you scheme.
Okay, what about now?
Nope.
Now?
Still nope.
Are you sure you're looking at the right display?
No, I'm looking at the one on the left, like you told me to.
That's the right screen.
Nope, pretty sure it's on the left.
I mean, that's the correct screen. The one above the actuation system console. It's still blank?
As blank as my brain gets when you say words like actuation.
Okay, maybe if I...
Still nothing. Oh, is that? Huh, would you look at that?
Okay, that should have done the trick. What are you seeing, Fern?
A pod of whales.
What?
A pod of whales. Pod means group in whale lingo, you know.
The screen, Fern.
Oh, that. Yeah, there's text and stuff on it now.
Thank goodness. Okay, now we need to go...
Huh, that's weird. What are the... Oh, crap. God damn it, which one of these...
Stop touching my console.
Ew, please don't ever say that sentence again.
What do you want?
Like, so many things, but most of them are already in our fridge, so that's lucky.
Stop wasting my time and stop putting your grubby hands on my console.
You know, I think it's the possessive adjective that makes that sentence super creepy. Maybe if you said, stop putting your acceptably clean hands on the console, it would sound a lot less indecent.
I am terminating this comms link now.
Wait, while I have your attention, are your external sensors working?
No.
What about the helm? Is that working?
No.
Okay, can you send Guy up here?
No.
Why not?
He's busy. Maybe one day you'll know what it's like to be useful.
Oh god, I hope not, but seriously, he needs to see this.
I strongly doubt that. He is in the middle of a task that requires undivided attention. But I can relay a message to him.
Ugh, fine. Tell him that the pod of whales I mentioned is heading right for us.
If I promise to repeat this inane sentence to him, will you leave us alone?
I mean, until the whales get here, sure.
Fine.
Look on the bright side, Fern. You've always wanted to cross Nantucket Sleigh Ride off your bucket list.
What?
Guy, I thought you were doing something really important.
I was, but the sentient being told me what you said, and we decided that I should at least lay eyes on what you're talking about. What is that?
A whale pod.
Those aren't whales.
Yeah, they are. Or I guess that's what they're called. I mean, duh, they're not actual whales because we're in space.
But what are they?
I want to say that they can be bad news bears, but we had that talk about metaphors and I don't want to confuse things even more.
It looks like an aurora, but denser? Hang on. Bad news how?
Do you know what a Nantucket sleigh ride is?
No.
Oh.
Aha! Sparky gets it.
Do not call me that.
Okie dokie.
What is a Nantucket sleigh ride?
What are the odds that the really important thing you were doing a minute ago was fixing the helm?
I was, but then you interrupted me. Can one of you please tell me what's going on?
Back before your species had developed rudimentary rocket technology and was still dependent on primitive sources of fuel, those who hunted actual whales would do so by spearing the beasts with a harpoon attached to a length of rope. The mammal would then panic and try to flee, thus pulling the whalers along in their small watercraft. That phenomenon was colloquially referred to as a Nantucket sleigh ride. In short, a Nantucket sleigh ride is a mindless animal response to barbaric human behavior.
But probably really exciting. Not the stabby part, I mean, that's just cruel.
That pod looks like high-energy particles. You think that energy will, what, sweep us along?
From what I've heard, that's what happens to ships that get caught in a space whale pod. I also heard it plays absolute havoc on the ship's systems too, and ships are lucky if they emerge intact and functional, but that shouldn't be a problem for us since most of our ship systems are already kaput.
Oh, there are plenty of essential systems keeping you alive at the moment that would be fair game for further degradation.
Okay, what do we do?
Can you get our helm operational in the next, 2 minutes?
No.
Well, I guess that makes it easy. We can't steer ourselves out of the way, so we buckle up.
Hey, is there anything you can do?
I assume you're talking to me.
You wouldn't have to assume if you just gave yourself a goddamn name.
Yeah.
No. I can do my best to repair any damage that my systems might sustain, but I am unfamiliar with these whales. As such, I will have to manage difficulties as they arise.
Gee, you might want to buckle in. They're almost on us.
Okay, well, good luck.
God, I wish I had a harpoon.
Whoa! Oh no!
What happened?
The coolant loop lost pressure again.
I have this funny feeling that you're going to get a lot of practice fixing that thing. And that?
I don't know. The alert disappeared before I could read it.
Maybe it fixed itself?
Doubt it. Ah!
What happened?
Looks like we're still in the middle of whatever this is.
The pod. Hey, I got a question for you. You know when there was bad weather on whichever globe you grew up on, and the sirens would start blaring, and then at some point they'd go silent, but the storm would still be raging, and you'd sit there wondering if the alarm stopped because the danger passed, or if they stopped because the cyclone or tornado or fire or whatever destroyed them?
You think the alarm system got destroyed?
I think that if it were working, we'd be deaf. Look outside. That's one hell of a storm. A whale of a storm.
But we're not being thrown around like we were. Let me see.
Stop that.
Sorry. What's going on?
I'm trying to keep these pests.
Whales?
Pests from short-circuiting my systems. I can manage that for now, but only if you stop inputting commands and leave me alone.
How do we get out of here?
I just told you that I am handling it, though I realized that I forgot to tell you the most important instruction. Don't ask stupid questions.
Hey, on the plus side, at least these whales have forced us onto a new trajectory. I don't think whatever crew that put that tracker on us will be able to find us now. Another thing to add to the plus side category? The view is nice. I've never been inside a rainbow before.
The phenomenon outside is not refracted photons.
I didn't say anything about photons. Stop eavesdropping and get back to work.
I don't know why I expected you to know what a rainbow is. Santee, I need your assistance. Please open an external communication channel.
Didn't you just tell us that not typing commands was one of your rules?
As was not asking stupid questions. Santee.
On it. Okay. What now?
Cover your ears.
Oh, they're going away.
That worked! What did you do?
Variable frequency transmission calculated to disrupt the energy field surrounding us, which I derived by extrapolating from the frequencies detected by my internal sensors, and the limited input I can still gather from my hull sensors.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually.
I know.
I don't think it was.
Even if my solution was shy of genuine brilliance, it would still surpass any solution that you could—
Yeah, whatever. The pod is coming back.
What?
Oh, crap.
And for a whale pod made purely of glowy lights, it looks angry? Oh, shit. Oh!
These goddamn pests!
That doesn't sound good. Hey, not Sparky. You okay?
I told you to not ask questions.
What the hell?
Do you think they're stuck in a blender again?
What? No.
Spinal cord problem?
No. If this is a weird conglomeration of energy, then I wonder...
Yes, you are on the right track. Just wait.
Okay, I think I can redirect the power to the external comms relay in order to amplify the frequency. Now I just need to...
Do not finish that line.
What?
The energy field we're in, it's... trying to communicate?
Whales do sing, you know.
Don't be daft. It is not music, but it does not appear to be completely random. I wonder.
What did you do?
I'm not sure.
According to the comms array, it looks like you sent a message? But that spectral modulation is nonsensical.
I sent out a polyphonic frequency based on the input of the source frequency that this energy conglomeration we are trapped in is emitting, tempered with an aleatoric component to allow for adaptation to the spontaneity of the source frequency, which has allowed me to achieve harmonic syntony with the energy field around us.
You're singing with them?
I am not singing. I have achieved resonance, which appears to have lessened the destructive nature of this energy field.
Pod.
No.
Huh. In that case, I wonder if we can... Oh, what is that?
It sounds like singing to me. What the hell?
Is that language?
I am not certain.
Those colors.
Are you resonating with their visible light wavelengths?
I suspect I am. Unfortunately, with the exception of a few rudimentary hull sensors, my external sensors are not currently operational. I cannot tell what is happening outside the hull of my ship, which I believe I have mentioned several times.
But you can, what, hear them?
I am still able to detect electromagnetic radiation that engulfs the ship. Especially energy this concentrated.
Then why can't you see it? I'm pretty sure visible light is in the electromagnetic spectrum. What?
I do not intend to speak for Santee, but I am surprised that you know that.
Good. So, how come you can't see how cool these whales are?
My ability to interpret those frequencies as images is impaired.
Oh, it's really spectacular.
Yes. So you've said. I am hesitant to refer to this phenomenon in the idiomatic parlance, but as it appears that I have calmed this pod, my systems have stabilized, and I am pleased to report that the damage we have sustained is minimal.
Is there anything critical that we need to repair?
There are several systems that sustained minor damage, but nothing that requires immediate attention.
So we're stuck on the sleigh ride then? No way to control what happens or where we go?
For the moment.
Well, may as well sit back and enjoy the view then.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it's like a shifting nebula. Right now it's this brilliant pink that would be like really gaudy on a shirt or something because it's just like pink. Not a pink you see in nature, but there. The way it fades into that purple bit at 1 o'clock? Just gorgeous. What are you seeing, Gee?
What? You're looking at the same thing I am.
I am, but if I don't know, didn't have eyes, and you wanted to be nice and explain this once-in-a-lifetime experience to me, how would you do it?
it's like... So when I was growing up on Alara, we sometimes had these sunsets, and they were just... Well, they made the Earth sunsets that I saw in books look like amateur watercolors in comparison. This reminds me of those Alara sunsets. The colors shifting fast enough that... There's obviously a change, but slow enough that you never quite notice when the transition happens and the colors... I mean, they're all here, and they coalesce seamlessly together. It's... I could watch this for days. Sorry, Fern, I'm not really good at this.
Nah, I think you're doing fine. It's really hard to find words to describe this, huh?
Innominate.
Huh?
What was that?
Nothing. I just thought I would supplement your limited human vocabulary.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I taught you that word.
If you think I was unfamiliar with the word innominate before today...
Calm down. We're all watching and listening to peaceful whales peacefully here. Don't harsh the vibe.
I apologize. Thank you, too, for the imagery. I have several systems that need my attention.
Oh, you need a hand?
No. but thank you.
Sure.
I see what you did there.
Cool, then we don't need to talk about it.
Narrating the whales for the sentient being, that was really considerate of you.
Oh, can we not do this right now? Our digital friend can probably still hear us.
So?
Look, you're making it sound like I was being intentionally nice or charitable or something.
Oh, and you weren't.
No, it's literally common decency to not let anyone miss out on something so cool. Hell, I would have done the same thing for that stupid Agent Von Evil if she were here and couldn't see the pod because I'd rightfully gouged her eyes out.
Really? You really would have done that for her?
Okay, no, I wouldn't have. Can we be done with this conversation?
Fine with me.
Good, because... I think we have company.
What? What is that?
Looks like a Pequod, which makes sense since we're surrounded by whales and they're the most popular style of whaling ship out here.
You mean they're gonna...
Yup. Oh no. Oh!
What is going on?
So there's a whaler approaching fast and I think it's pretty clear that this pod knows that that's bad news for them.
They're panicking?
Yup, and that ship hasn't even fired a harpoon yet. Okay, I lied before. This is gonna be a Nantucket sleigh ride. Thank you for listening to Erraticus. This episode was written by Sarah Newton and featured the voices of Sarah Newton and Jacob Zarek, with special thanks to Jacob Zarek for vanquishing calculus. Please visit our website at erraticuspod.com for details regarding sound effect and music attributions. If you enjoyed this part of our story, please share with others and tune in next time for Erraticus, Episode 11, A Marvelous End.